All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Midwest Super Conference audio interview series. This is Jeff Mills here, your host. I'm with Tom Wheelwright today. We're going to be talking about some of Tom's background and some of the different tips he's going to be giving you guys here today about what he can do with tax saving strategies, corporation setups, how to structure your business so that you pay as little money in taxes legally as possible, which a lot of people are really into right now, is how to protect their assets as well as save money on taxes if you knew the right ways to do that. So before I introduce Tom, I just wanted to just let you guys know that the Midwest Super Conference is quickly coming. It's September the 11th through the 13th, 2009. It's going to be taking place in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we're doing it at the Ramada Mall of America Hotel this year, which is literally like right across the street from the airport and right across the street from the Mall of America. So it's a great activity that you can come and bring your family to. If you want to go and attend the business meetings, that's awesome. If your spouse wants to go to the mall and hang out there with the kids, and they have this really cool amusement park inside the Mall of America. It's actually like big roller coaster rides and some cool stuff in there, as well as shopping. So we got something going on here for everybody. We've got 12 speakers coming this year with some awesome content they're going to be sharing with you guys. That's mostly going to be teaching people how to either save a lot of money, or what I know you're really interested in, how to make as much money as possible and keep it. And we're going to be showing you guys some step-by-step strategies with our speakers that are going to show you guys how to make a lot of money using the internet, and also some offline methods that you probably have never even heard about before. So we've got people like Joel Bauer coming to speak, Glenn Dietzel coming to speak, Gil Ortega coming to speak. Of course, Tom Wheelwright's going to be here. Tim Schmidt's coming to speak. We got Michael Neal, Lori Ruff, Perry Belcher, and many other speakers coming this year. And we're just really excited about the content they're going to be bringing. I think it's the best speaking lineup I've ever put together. And for some of you listening, you might not know who these speakers are by name. Maybe you've never been introduced to them before. That's why we're doing these calls, just so you guys can get a little bit of a background to their story. You can hear their passion. You can feel their heart. What they're really all about doing is helping people. And that's what this conference is all about. It's about helping people get to the next step in their life. So I'm really excited to have Tom Wheelwright here with me today to talk about what he's going to be sharing with you guys at the Midwest Super Conference and get a little bit of story about his backstory. So Tom, welcome to the call. How's it been going?
Thanks, Jeff. It's great. And always great to be on any call and any conference with you.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about your background, Tom, and kind of how you got to be doing what you're doing nowadays.
Well, I've spent 30 years teaching entrepreneurs and all the way up to Fortune 500s and wealthy individuals how to permanently reduce their taxes by 10 to 40%. I spent several years in big companies. I was in the national office as one of the largest accounting firms in the world, actually during the last big tax law change back in 1986. And since then, have about 14 years ago started my own firm because at the heart of my heart, I am an entrepreneur, and I love serving entrepreneurs. And so when I hear about a conference like yours, Jeff, and of course you and I go way back, I get excited because everything that all the speakers, they're all talking about being an entrepreneur. And you know, you and I have had this conversation, Jeff, that the biggest single thing that you can do to increase your cash flow is to reduce your taxes. So that's what I'm passionate about. I love teaching people how to reduce their taxes. I love sharing some of the concepts and making it fun. You know, taxes do not have to be nearly as boring and complex as you know.
Well, I'm all about
make it out to be.
I'm all about outsourcing, you know, and teaching people how to work less and make more money. And you know, I'd rather go to somebody like you to get the best strategies and tips than having to go out there and take classes and having to go out there and buy a library of encyclopedia-sized books that I have to figure out how to interpret so I understand the tax code. And I know your facilities and your the people you have working on staff as well as you have some of the best knowledge out there when it comes to how to reduce those taxes and set up corporations and really get a company structured correctly so that they can, you know, maximize the revenues and reduce their expenses. How did you figure that kind of stuff out? I mean, were you kind of just born with like a a calculator in your mouth to want to do crunching numbers and kind of, because you got to, I mean, to be honest, you know, there's a certain side of a personality that some people love the number stuff and they love kind of getting into the details and the analytics of stuff. And there's all the creative thinkers, and you kind of ride both sides of the fence, being that you're an entrepreneur, but at the same time, you also love to kind of get into this, you know, nitty gritty details, as I would say. How did that come about for you?
Well, as it turns out, Jeff, I think I'm one of maybe three right-brained accountants in the world. And I got into it because I love the law, and I didn't want to be a lawyer. So I love law because it's very creative. The tax law, among other laws, was written by a bunch of lawyers, not by a bunch of accountants. And so the struggle that a lot of people have is that their accountants are very left-brained and they're very linear in their thought process. So they go from A to B to C to D. That's how accountants are, just as you described, very detailed. On the other hand, the law is not written that way. The law is written by lawyers, and so you've got A to C to D to F to G to Z to back to B to C. And so you really understanding how all the intricacies of the law work together, that's where you can really just save a huge amount of taxes. You talk about the volumes of tax law. You know, the Internal Revenue Code itself is over 5,700 pages. And what I love about that 5,700 pages, and I am a self-professed tax nerd. I will admit, it took me 15 years to admit that I'm a tax nerd, but I am a tax nerd. I love taxes. What I love about that 5,700 pages is that most of the tax law is written to reduce taxes. There's only about 30 pages that have anything to do with raising taxes. All the rest of it is written to reduce taxes. So that's what I get excited about. I love saving taxes. I love figuring out creative ways, things that are totally legal, that are actually more black and white than they are gray, that people just have never thought of, that people never understood that you can do all if you understand some of the bits and pieces of the law. So the way I learned the law was I learned it reading the Internal Revenue Code.
There's a lot of different ways that companies can structure themselves. We've got the sole proprietorship. We've got an LLC, an S-Corp, and a C-Corp. Can you just give me a real high view of those four different models and what might be a better choice for people if they want to save taxes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll start by saying the best thing you can do is to create, and we're going to talk about this at your conference, Jeff, is to actually create a personal tax strategy for yourself. Because the reality is that what's right for one entrepreneur and one business is not going to be right for another. So it's important that you get really into it with your tax strategist, and we highly recommend you have a personal tax strategist who really understands your situation, asks you all the questions you need, and then can get into it. Because, for example, sole proprietor, if you're a little home-based business, if you're a home-based business and you're making a couple hundred dollars a month, sole proprietor might make all the sense in the world. On the other hand, if you're making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, it could be the worst way to go, absolutely the worst. So, sole proprietorship just means you don't have any type of entity at all. You're totally exposed legally. A general partnership is just like that, only you're exposed not only to what you do, but also what your partner does. Sole proprietorship's a little like standing out in a field naked where people can throw rocks at you. And a general partnership is like you're standing out there naked and your partner's standing out there naked too. And any rocks that they throw at you might hit your partner and vice versa. And then your partner can also throw rocks at you. So general partnership, general rule, not a good idea. Limited liability company, this is a great opportunity to limit your liability and still have a lot of choices from a tax standpoint, because we can choose to tax a limited liability company pretty much any way we want. Lots of flexibility there. You only have to pay real close attention to what happens in your state, because different states have different rules for their limited liability companies. And then we have things like limited partnerships, and we have corporations, we have C corporations and S corporations, and all of these different types of entities are good in the right situation. And a lot of times it's a multiple of entities. So, for example, I'm talking to a client yesterday, and we have a number of LLCs that are taxed as partnerships. We have one taxed as partnerships. We have a couple taxed as sole proprietorships. We have C corporations. We have an S corporation. So all of these things in the right situation, all these different types of entities can be right depending on the situation and how you actually handle those entities in your situation.
Yeah, and that's what's really important here is a lot of people get different advice out there from, you know, how to set up their businesses from a structured point of view, whether it's the sole proprietorship, an LLC, S Corp, or C Corp. And a lot of times they're getting advice from people who are bookkeepers and CPAs. But why don't you just talk a little bit about, you know, why getting advice from a bookkeeper or a CPA might not be the best avenue for people as opposed to what you guys do?
Well, first of all, I mean, you know, there are a lot of different levels of tax people, obviously, just like there are doctors or lawyers or internet marketers, right? I mean, there's a lot of different levels of quality. And remember that a bookkeeper, what do they do is they're basically data input people. That's what they do. They input the data. So they might be able to, actually, if they're a tax return preparer that's also a bookkeeper, they might be able to prepare a technically accurate return. Chances are, though, you're going to pay a lot more tax in that situation because they don't understand the law, so they don't understand what you can do with that law in order to minimize taxes. So you're going to end up with, you may end up with, the right numbers going on the return, but they're going on in the wrong places, okay? Whereas you get all the way up to somebody with, for example, Big Four, that's the big accounting firm experiences like we have in our office, then what you find is you have people who've been dealing with and helping Fortune 500 companies, who've been working with, you know, professional athletes and other wealthy individuals who really, you know, those people demand the best, and so you have to give your best. And, you know, my goal from the very beginning was to bring that level of tax strategy, that level of understanding of the law and creativity to the entrepreneur. And that's, you know, that has worked tremendously. We're the only ones who really go after it that way, and it's just a lot of fun.
What I want to do now, Tom, is kind of transition to talking about seminars. You know, you and I first met by going and attending the same seminar together down in Tennessee a number of years ago, and that's where we met. We networked and we made a connection there, and we've had done some great business together since then. And so, talk about how important has it been for you to just attend seminars and getting that continuing education just for yourself.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been unbelievable. Now, I had never attended a seminar until 8 years ago when I attended the first, my first seminar, which was a Rich Dad seminar, and I attended because I was Robert Kiyosaki's CPA, and that's why I attended the seminar. I would never even have thought to attend a seminar. What I found is I found over the years two invaluable things that I get out of every seminar. One, of course, is just the instruction, the information, because remember that the information that comes out of these seminars, you cannot find in a book, you cannot find in a store, you cannot find at school. That's just not available. This is the only place it's available. What I find to be equally or even more important are all the contacts that I make at a seminar. I was telling somebody the other day that I could make a living, literally, out of attending seminars because I pick up so much business when I attend a seminar that if all I did was every week of my life I attended seminars, we'd bring in so many clients that we couldn't handle them all. So those contacts, like you, for example, I mean, you know, you and I connected at the seminar. Lots of other connections. I have relationships that are, in fact, I would absolutely say that most of my key relationships in my business have come through seminars. So those contacts, that networking, and you get a lot of like-minded people like you're going to have at your super conference, Jeff. All these entrepreneurs coming together. I mean, you're going to make friends. You're going to get to know people as you sit down and you're participating in the seminar. Not just the speakers. Speakers are great. The other people, the other participants there are, you know, this could be the most important person you meet in your entire life.
Absolutely. Let's just do a few random tips here. I want to give some people some little bit of meat here as well as this content. So if there's one or two things you'd recommend for people, it's going to be September, it's August right now. They've got, you know, what is that, 4 or 5 months left before the end of the year. How can they start manipulating things right now in a positive way so that they structure themselves and get themselves going and paying the least taxes this year?
I give a couple of very specific tips. The first thing you need to do is you need to have a tax evaluation done. by a really good tax strategist, and I use the term tax strategist because to distinguish from the average CPA. You need to have a tax evaluation because you need to know where you stand. So you always need to know where you stand. You know, anytime you've got a goal, anytime you're trying to accomplish something, you've got to know where you stand. So you need to have somebody, not your current CPA, somebody else, look at your tax return from last year, look at where you are today, and just, you know, give you either a clean bill of health or say, well, we could do, you know, you could do this, 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 or this. So that's step one. Step two is you do have to learn some of the rules. Now, I know that's a little scary for a lot of people. They don't want to learn the tax rules. The reality is, though, that unless your tax strategist is with you every minute of the day, there's no way that you can take advantage of all of the tax benefits that you're entitled to unless you have some knowledge of the rules. So that's why I spend so many weekends out on the road teaching these concepts and teaching the rules, is because I know that you have to understand the basic rules and the basic concepts in order for you to make a serious dent in your taxes. The third thing I would say is you absolutely need a tax strategy, and now's the time to do it, because you get to December, it's too late for the year. It's honestly too late. There's something that a lot of CPAs call year-end tax planning. It's the worst kind of tax planning. The worst kind of tax planning is year-end tax planning. The best kind of tax planning is year-beginning tax planning. Planning means that you're looking ahead. You're looking at what's going to go on for the, you know, for the future. And so now you've got 4 months left. There are a couple of things that can happen. You create a tax strategy now, you can start reducing your tax payments right now. So you could reduce your withholding, you could reduce your estimated payments. So you do good tax planning right now, in other words, a good strategy right now. You can immediately put money in your pocket, immediately. So get started now. I mean, that's a huge, huge thing that people don't frequently understand. They think, well, at the end of the year, I'm going to do something. Do it right now. Now, are there certain things you can do? Yeah, certain rules that you want to learn. For example, a lot of people coming to this conference, I suspect, are looking at or have home-based businesses. One of the things you want to do, this is a very specific tip, is you want to actually show that you've started your home-based business. Actually be able to show that you've started it. And that doesn't mean setting up an office. That means actually that you've reached out for clients. So you want to show that you started it, because once you've started it, until you started that home-based business, until you've actually begun, you don't get to deduct any of your expenses. So once you start that business, now you can start deducting everything. So if you could start it now, even before your conference, Jeff, then you'll be able to deduct your seminar cost, the travel, the meals, and the minor cost of the seminar itself coming to the Midwest Super Conference. One of the things that the IRS is really after right now, and that if you don't do it right, you could get caught on, and that's the deduction of your seminar costs. The IRS is all over that one. The good news is, if you learn the rules, if you learn how to do it, and you get that business set up especially, then you can deduct those costs without any question from the IRS. So something as simple as your seminar expense, you can turn it from non-deductible to deductible just in a few simple steps. And that's one of the big keys. And we'll talk about that more at your conference, Jeff, is that one of the things we want to do is we want to take expenses that are otherwise non-deductible currently, and we want to make them deductible, because that's a permanent tax benefit, and that's something we can do over and over and over again.
So what I'm excited about, Tom, is this year you talked about deducting the expenses of coming to the Super Conference. And what we've done this year is we made it extremely affordable for everyone to come. As a matter of fact, we're giving away free tickets this year. And the way the free tickets work is very simple. You just need to show us the intent that you want to come by putting down a $97 deposit. By putting that deposit down, it actually guarantees you a seat. With us giving away these tickets at no cost, it means a lot of people are going to be coming to this event. So we have to hold those spots for everybody to know who exactly is coming, so we know how many to plan for. So you put a $97 deposit down now, and then when you come to the conference, we're actually going to give you $100 back. And people wonder, how can I do that? Well, maybe I'm a little foolish, but I seem to think that by giving you $100 back, maybe, just maybe, you'll see there's some speakers here that you want to invest in for your own continuing education. And if you do that, you can use that money for that. If not, no problem. I will still hand you a crisp $100 bill that you will walk away from my conference with and actually have spent zero you know, dollars to be there if you come locally, or just your travel and hotel expenses to get there, and you're walking away with a notebook completely filled with step-by-step strategies on how to make money and how to make it fast and easier and simpler through the strategies that our different speakers are going to be bringing. So, Tom, what final words of wisdom, advice would you give people about getting on a plane, train, automobile? How can they get here? What would you tell them to do so they can get here?
Well, I would honestly say just they need to do whatever they can to get there. And I'm going to say this from an advisor standpoint, okay? There, you've got 12 speakers coming. So these are 12 opportunities that you might not, chances are you're going to find these 12 people in the same place anywhere else. And so you've got an opportunity to hear, you know, kind of sample, really, for a very inexpensive price, the cost of basically what you're saying is travel and, you know, your airfare and your meals, you're going to get the opportunity to hear some of the best people in the world at their particular topic. I mean, these are the top people in their particular profession. And you're going to hear them and find out, okay, well, maybe that's something I want to do. I want to know more about that. So I hear people complain sometimes that, well, they're going to sell me something. Well, I hope they do for your sake. Yeah. I hope you find something. In fact, I am absolutely positive that everybody who goes is going to see that out of those 12 people, there are going to be three or four areas that absolutely hit them hard. Of course, everybody's going to want to reduce their taxes. The rest of them, you're going to find some. You're absolutely going to look at opportunities, and I have personally. I mean, the seminar that you and I met at, Jeff, absolutely. I was so thrilled at the people in that situation who were able to offer me advice, and I was able to actually continue with some of those people on. And one of them, for example, has become just one of my very best friends. And this is somebody who I invested in, and they invested in me. And I think that people will find that everybody who comes to this conference will just find that just meeting these people, hearing them, it'll be entertaining, I'm sure. I know they're all great speakers, and it'll be fun. And at the same time, you're going to have just a wealth of knowledge and opportunity that, honestly, I just don't know where else you're going to find it.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, I want to thank you for your time today, taking busy time out of your schedule to be here. I'm really looking forward to having you come out and speak again. I think, as a matter of fact, I know Tom is going to be opening up the conference first speaker of the morning on Friday the 11th. So you want to make sure you get here on Friday to hear his session. Don't want to miss that. And Tom, thanks for taking time out, and we will see you in just a little over 3-4 weeks away for the Midwest Super Conference. Thanks for being on the call today.
I am looking forward to it and looking forward to seeing everybody on this call, everybody there.
All right. Great. Take care, everybody. God bless. Go get your tickets today. Just go to MidwestSuperConference.com/4, and that will take you to a page where you can secure your $97 deposit. And then we will see you here by making plans for your flights, your car rentals, whatever it takes to get here. And we'll see you here September 11th to the 13th, 2009. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.